And let's go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg, what a day yesterday, Joe, with the high winds here. You kept waiting for the rain, but it never really developed.
No, it never did. And I think the reason why it didn't was those winds. What the wind did is dry the atmosphere out. Dew points, when we chatted at this time yesterday, were around 70. By lunchtime, they were down into the mid-60s. And by mid-afternoon, they were in the low 60s. That was a reduction in the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. And at that point in time, that signaled, forget about it. We're not going to get much of anything. Everything was going to be off to the east. And to be honest with you, I never really thought we were going to get much. We had it in the forecast, but I wasn't really a believer. I thought it was more for central and eastern Pennsylvania. And that's indeed where really all of the action occurred.
At one point, Joe, yesterday afternoon, the skies darkened and the winds picked up. And I thought, maybe Joe was right about an isolated tornado.
No, it was just wind. I mean, we had wind gusts over 40 miles per hour, and that was pretty widespread middle of the afternoon. That wind was pretty ferocious for a while, and it's still quite breezy in places this morning. We've got a lot of clouds around, a couple little sprinkles, and it's just a whole different feel to it this afternoon than it was during the peak of the heat over the past several days.
All right, that said, we get a little break, and then right back to the 90s into the weekend.
Yeah, I think it could be as high as 90 tomorrow, although the humidity's not going to be that high tomorrow or even Saturday for that matter. But it's coming back, I think, a little bit on Sunday, definitely Monday, and we're probably looking at a string of 90 or near 90-degree heat tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and especially Monday. Monday looks to be the hottest of the bunch, and I kind of think it lasts all the way up until Wednesday before a front can move in from the north and west and bring more relief late next week.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the update.
You're welcome.
We'll enjoy this day. And check it out. Keep it on KDKA. Joe Lundberg, meteorologist at AccuWeather's World Headquarters.